Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here we go with The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 246, and it originally aired on January 2nd, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope and his special guests, the Andrews Sisters.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, Pepsodent is proud to entertain the men and women in our armed forces. Tonight, Pepsodent brings to the flexible gunners of the Yuma Army Airfield at Yuma, Arizona, the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, take the sign down. How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the Yuma Army Airfield Hope, telling all you aerial gunners to use Pepsodent because you can't get a local girl and settle down in Arizona if your teeth make clicking noises when you try to telephone her. Well, here we are at the Yuma Army Air Base. This base is located on a mesa. Mesa, that's an Arizona goose pimple. But Yuma is really the Old West. I started to drag the skeleton of a cow off the sidewalk in Yuma, and the manager of the Western Union office came out and told me to get my own bicycle rack. Sneaks up on you, that joke, doesn't it? Sorry you didn't hide, but anyway, the weather here in Yuma is perfect, except for an occasional soft breeze. Soft breeze, that's a local expression meaning let's stand on the corner and watch the buildings go by. Yes, sir, this is the only place in the country where the hangars have more flying hours than the airplanes. Tell me, it really gets hot here in Yuma. In fact, around here, you don't ask a guy what's cooking. You just say, how well done are you? I don't know how hot it gets in Yuma, but the other day I saw a rattlesnake and he was crawling under a cow looking for a faucet marked cold. And Yuma is full of marriage parlors. Marriage parlor, that's sort of a booby trap. That is, if you're boob enough to open your trap in one. But the justices of the peace here charge as much as $5. They have to charge a little more to repair the skid marks on the carpet. One soldier got married in such a hurry that 2 days later, he and his bride were still going around trying to find a mutual friend to introduce him. And there's really a serious housing shortage here in Yuma. In fact, the other day, a B-17 dove a little too close to the ground, and before he could pull out of it, a real estate agent rented out the ball turret to a family from Oklahoma. And these boys here are waste gunners, and I found out why they're called waste gunners. On Saturday nights, that's what they go gunning for. Colonel Anderson, the CO here, used to be in the Navy and has never quite gotten over it. This is the only camp where they issue soldiers' pants three sizes too small so they look like sailors. These boys here practice on targets flying across the sky. And the last 2 days, they've been busier than usual, shooting down privates who crossed the border New Year's Eve for a glass of tequila. Tequila. Tequila's a little different from an American drink. You count five before you pull the ripcord. And a lot of these guys went into Yuma to celebrate the New Year, and they really didn't do much to Yuma. Of course, it may take the city a little time to slip the streets back under the houses again. And for a practical joke, some of these soldiers filled a B-17 with tequila instead of gas. I don't know what happened, but 3 hours later, we're sighted over the Philippines doing the rumba with a B-29. But they're really very nice to the boys here. On New Year's morning, if one of these soldiers didn't feel like getting up, he just said to his sergeant, "Sarge, old kid, I'm just going to stay here in bed and catch a few more winks." And the sergeant would smile sweetly down at him and say,
"What's the matter, you crazy or something?"
Well, it's Professor Colonna, the man who brought his own cactus plant along with him. Tell me, Professor, did you imbibe too freely this New Year's Eve?
I'm not quite sure, Hope, but the next morning, the Alka-Seltzer listened to me fizz. I'm only kidding, Hope. When I woke up, I was in the pink.
You were in the pink?
Yes, and so were the two elephants sitting on my bureau.
Well, look, when you wake up, do you do anything for your hangover, Professor?
Well, last New Year's, I took a head of the dog that bit me.
You did? Well, what'd you do this New Year's?
Swallowed a cocker spaniel. But really, Hope, I didn't do much celebrating. Get away. Don't bother me. I had a very mild evening. Later. Don't bother me. I spent a quiet time with... Get away.
Professor, what's going on?
Little green men want to go back to the Valley Cafe.
Green men, huh?
Yes, I'm a little worried about those little green men following me.
Well, after all, Colonna, you had little green men following you around last New Year's Day, too, didn't you?
I know, but this year they were in P-38. And what a wild party.
Was it really a wild party, Professor?
Was it? One of these aerial gunners got a little tall. He thought he could fly without a plane. So he stood on the windowsill and flapped his arms.
Oh, Colonna, that's ridiculous. No human being can fly.
That's what I told him every time he circled the house and asked for a weather report.
Professor. Have you any statement to make about the year that just ended?
Yes, Hope. 1944 was just like any other year. The women got the best of it again.
The women got the best of it. Can you prove that, Colonna?
Of course, Hope. Just look at our first family. Franklin was running, and Eleanor traveled by plane.
Thank you, Professor.
Poor Miriam, poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. So she waited, poor thing, for the phone to ring.
Hello.
Wrong number.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Wrong number.
Uh-oh.
So folks don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
No matter how many toothpaste you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Because it removes film, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the armed forces. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See how it uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh,
here
oh.
I am, Jess.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh.
Some folks just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Here comes those Andrews sisters.
The Andrews sisters.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with a draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle boy, his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because it wouldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot toot attitude. He blows a day to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da doo da doo doo. He blows the day to the bar. Can blow a note if the bass and guitar is the whip-a-ma. Ha ha ha. The company jumps and he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie every night and wakes him up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays and someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. Company jumps and he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride wide country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Say, look out there at that cloud of dust a-coming. Why, it's the stagecoach.
You can't. Must have pushed the wrong pedal. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Yeah, he won't. Whoa, I'll stop him. I'll grab his tail and pull on it. Well, it'll come in handy for dusting the furniture.
This is where I get off, driver.
I'll open the door for you. Silly me. Wrong side.
Say, look who's coming up the path.
Why, it's Drag-Along Hope. Holy corral open.
Gee, what do you know, gals?
I'm Patty.
I'm Maxine.
I'm Laverne.
I'm available. Yes, sir, gals, just blew in from Hollywood.
Well, say, you got back here just in the right time, partner. The bloom is on the sage.
Bloom is on the sage. Won't they dry quicker if you hang them on the clothesline?
Drag-Along, you've changed.
Huh?
I said you've changed. How'd you get so bow-legged?
Oh, I smoked one of those Mexican cigarettes.
And you got bow-legged?
Yeah, I made a bad landing. And I want to tell you, I'm too bow-legged.
You're too bow-legged?
Yeah, twice last week my horse ran away and I didn't know about it.
Gee, Drag-Along, when you left, you were just another cowboy. Are you really a famous Western movie star now?
Well, I hope to kiss a pig.
Well, okay, but be careful you don't cut your lips on the mirror.
Well, I'm doing great, gals. I just got through making a picture with an Indian boy. I don't suppose you gals have heard of Little Beaver.
No, but on Saturday nights in Yuma, we run into plenty of eager beavers. Did you meet any of them Hollywood celebrities, Drag-Along?
Did I even touch Betty Grable?
You did?
Yeah, how do you think I got the car fare back here?
Say, Drag-Along, you got your horse here with you.
Yeah, don't me and Silver make a pretty picture standing side by side?
Oh, my, he's mighty pretty, all right. Here, have a lump of sugar. Now, here's one for you, Silver.
about showing us some of that trick riding you learned in Hollywood?
Want to see a little trick ride? Okay, I'll walk over and get a couple of horses from the corral. No doubt about it, I got to get these spurs shortened.
See, them are sure big spurs drag along.
Yeah, I like them big. After the war's over, I'm going to have them made into a Ford. Say, gals, now I'll show you some fancy riding. Watch, I'll ride two horses standing up with my foot on each one. Here I go.
Hey, watch out, drag along.
I'm okay.
But the horses are going further and further apart.
And good luck, Andrew Sisters, on your new show, The Eight to the Bar Ranch, every Sunday. I'll be over to visit you soon, partners.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to Pepsodent toothpaste. You see, Pepsodent toothpaste contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely, brings new brilliance to your teeth. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste, because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh,
yes, I'm here to talk.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh.
So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Well, 1944 has ended, and tonight we find Bob Hope facing 1945. Ah! That was 1945. But it's been a wonderful 1944. Bob's performances in the movies were of a type you're not apt to forget for a long time, although Ovaltine helps. At the famous Academy Award dinner, the president of the award committee watches with a big smile on his face as Bob reaches out his hand for the Oscar.
He'll never use those knuckles again.
Well, was in 1944 that Bob's book, I Never Left Home, came out, and Bob was acclaimed as a famous author. After reading I Never Left Home, one reviewer was so impressed, he telephoned Bob and said,
Mr. Hope, I can only say that I am proud and deeply gratified that the author of such a book is a native of Los Angeles.
Well, thanks. Which paper are you with?
New York Times.
Naturally, Bob is wondering what will happen to him in 1945. We find him walking down the main street of Yuma with his bone companion, Skinny Ennis.
Well, come on, Skin. Let's walk around Yuma. Well, should we walk around it again?
Hey, Bob. Bob, where are we going?
Well, let's find a gypsy fortune teller. We can find out what's going to happen to us this year, and then we can smoke the tea leaves.
Well, look, here's a place, Bob. Madam Zaza, fortune teller. Let's go in.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Hobbs!
Well, Vera Vane. Well, it's Vera Vane. Call out the riot squad.
Hope, put on your gas mask.
Well, Miss Vague, what are you doing here at Madame Zaza's?
Well, I'm really a mind reader, Mr. Hope, but come on in anyway. I'll tell your fortune with tea leaves, Mr. Hope, as soon as I can get some hot water in a tea bag.
Oh, fine. Would you mind using a new bag for me?
I use nothing else. You won't find an old bag around here.
That really doesn't need an answer, does it?
Oh, forget it.
Yes.
Oh, you dear boy, you. Why don't you take off your hat and show this cactus around here a real point?
Now, come on, Miss Vega. I'm in a hurry. Will you read my mind?
All right, all right. Now, relax. Just relax, Mr. Hope. You're my first customer at mind reading. Let's see. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, yes. Here's your mind right over here.
Oh, you found it pretty quick, didn't you?
Beginner's luck, I guess.
So you're a mind reader, Miss Vega.
Yes, and you know, Mr. Hope, Cary Grant was here the other day, and I read his mind, but he left in a hurry.
Why did he leave in such a hurry, Miss Vega?
Well, while I was reading his mind, he read mine. Of a gypsy. I flip here and I flip there looking for romance.
Really, Miss Vague, supposing you met a fellow like Skinny Ennis?
I'd get another can of flip. Really, I'm very good at palm reading, Mr. Hope. Yeah, let me look at your hand a minute there. Oh, goodness. I can see you're a man of great wealth and influence.
Wealth and influence? How
yes.
can you tell that, Miss Vague? By the lifelines in my palm?
No, by the nicotine stains on your fingers.
Well, have you seen Professor Colonna, Miss Vague? He was supposed to join me here and see what I was going to make of myself in 1945.
I see. Well, perhaps he has a weak stomach.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's Colonna now. He said he'd look me up a Hindu Swami today. Hello?
Hello, Hope. I am looking for the Swami, but I expect a little trouble getting there. Tell me, can an elephant fly an airplane?
Of course an elephant can't fly an airplane.
Now, see? You better land this thing, Jumbo.
Colonna, you've got splinters in your head. What kind of plane are you flying?
Must be a Mustang.
Professor, what makes you think it's a Mustang?
It's got a long, bushy tail.
That's the windsock. Professor, why don't you pay a... Professor, why don't you pay a visit to the lunatic asylum?
Okay, Hope. What time will you be home?
Don't bother me. Don't bother me now, Colonna. I'm having my fortune told.
Having your fortune told? Hold everything, Hope. I'll fly to India and get a real Swami to tell your fortune. Stubborn son of a gun, wasn't he?
Oh,
boy, that Kelowna. I think William Tell shot his head off and he's using the apple now. Well, let's get back to the mind reading, Miss Vague.
Yes.
Hello, Bob. Oh, hello, Miss Vague. May I join you?
Oh, well, Miss Langford. Of course, darling. Come right in. Here's a chair, dear. Sit down and take a mess off your feet.
My, but that's a lovely gypsy costume you're wearing, Miss Vague.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me, is it ready-made or do you have your own awning company?
Child, you. I don't see why you came to a fortune teller, dear. Why don't you just take that wig of yours off and use your own crystal ball?
Now, wait a minute, girls. I want you two girls to kiss and make up for the new year. Frances, kiss Miss Vague on the cheek.
Oh, all right.
Kiss.
That's sweet. Now, Miss Vague, you kiss Frances on the cheek.
Sorry, dear. Chapped lips.
Hello?
Hello, Hope. I got the Swami, and we're flying in on the beam, and it's pretty embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to be flying in on the beam?
Yes. All the other pilots have airplanes.
Well, what is your position, Kelowna?
I'm 5 miles above the Rocky Mountains, Hope, and I just want to ask you one thing.
What is it, Kelowna?
Got a spare gas coupon.
You're really in trouble then, Kelowna.
Yes, Hope. My plane's on fire. My wings are gone. My motor's missing and my tail's off.
Kelowna, your plane's on fire, your wings are off, your motor's missing and your tail's off?
Yes. Think I ought to jump?
Professor, stop fooling around and get on over here.
Okay, Hope. I'm right overhead. I'll swoop down and make a perfect landing in the front yard. Here I come. Should have let the wheels down. Well, Hope, here's the Swami. Okay, Swam, you're on.
Well, I see you have a crystal ball, Swami.
Yes, I can look into my crystal ball and see everything that is going to happen. It's wonderful, wonderful.
It is? Why?
I can keep 2 weeks ahead of Dick Tracy. I shall now summon the spirit. Darn it, I never can remember it.
Well, Swami, can you tell me anything about the future? What's going to happen to me this year?
Yes, I'll tell you what's in store for you in 45, Mr. Hope. I'll contact the other world. I'll talk to the spirits. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? I'm having a little trouble getting out of this world.
Helped him along, didn't I?
The memory. I just want to say, I want to thank Colonel Herbert W. Anderson for another fine trip and for all the details of the show. Also want to thank Lieutenant Colonel George W. Davis, Major Joseph W. Limerick, and my good friend, Lieutenant Don Budge, my old tennis partner, and all you aerial gunners for your wonderful reception here tonight. Well, sir, all over the country, people are taking down the Christmas tree. Junior's broken half his toys, and Daddy's broken the other half, and Mother's about ready for a rest home. And everywhere you go, you bump into New Year's resolutions. Some of these are going to be mighty easy to keep, too, like laying off cigarettes. And if you'd like to swear off long automobile trips, the OPA will be glad to help you. Seriously, all of us on the show want to thank you for the generous helping of friendship you dished out to us in 1944. And being reasonably normal individuals, we, of course, are proud of the size of our radio audience and grateful, too, because, keep this under your hat, but my sponsor's funny. He has to catch the check, and he likes a lot of people listening. I know that you're not interested in getting any personal New Year's resolutions from me. Besides, I'm not sending out any this year. So I'll just say that we've resolved to go on bouncing around to camps and bases and hospitals for as long as the boys will put up with us. That's our combined New Year's promise to you, fellas. And there's only one thing I ask in return. In 1945, when we shoot the jokes at you, laugh if you want to, but please don't shoot.
This is an app.
KF.
The Andrews sisters were named Laverne, who was born in 1911, Maxine,
who was born in 1916, and Patty, who was born in 1918. They started singing together in 1925 when Patty, the youngest and the lead singer, was only 7. It wasn't too long until they hit the road and spent a number of years touring and singing all over. In 1938, they had their first number one song. They spent much of World War II traveling and entertaining the troops, not to mention recording hits and making appearances in movies. You heard them sing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, which was one of their biggest hits. As of 2013, the Andrews Sisters' total record sales worldwide topped 90 million, making them the best-selling female group of all time. Laverne died of cancer in 1967 at the age of 55, Maxine in 1995 at the age of 79, and Patty in 2013. She was 94. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Red Fox, health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in hospitals dying of nothing.